On this podcast, we discuss medical diagnoses and procedures. All of the guests express their own opinions. You should always seek medical advice from a trained and credentialed professional when making decisions about your own health. Welcome to the Sleep Apnea Stories podcast. I'm Emma Cooksey, and I've been coping with sleep apnea since childhood. I didn't know anyone in my life with a sleep disorder, so I decided to start this podcast. I'm here to build community and provide a platform for people with sleep apnea to tell their stories. Together, we can shatter stereotypes and raise awareness. We'll be exploring all sorts of treatment options and lifestyle choices to help you live your best life with sleep apnea. This is Sleep Apnea Stories, and I'm so glad you're here. Hey everyone, it's Emma Cooksey here, and I'm your host. So today is a special episode where I'm going to be answering your questions all about sleep apnea, but specifically CPAP and any problems you're having with CPAP. So thank you so much to all the people who sent in their questions on Instagram. I'm not going to be able to get to absolutely everything, but I feel like I responded to a lot of people directly. So if there's anything after this that you don't have the answer to, always feel free to email me sleepapneastories@gmail.com or send me a DM on Instagram. I'm sleepapneastories there. Just before we start, what I decided to do was a lot of the same questions all the time. And so I like to be able to send people to resources that they can use. So one of the things that I put together is an Amazon idea list, and that's an affiliate program. So if you click on those, you pay the same amount, but the show gets like, you know, a few cents here and there. Especially with CPAP accessories, I feel like people just don't know a lot about what's out there. So we're going to dig into a lot of that today. The first question is from Kelly. And she says, a CPAP question I'd love to know the answer to. What to do with the hose? It hangs down and makes the mask pull to one side of my face. And with sensory issues, it's difficult to wear because of this. I've tried many different placements of the machine in order to get the hose to not hang and pull, but it always does. Even tried directing the hose behind my pillow to keep it more level, but then the excess hose is all over my face or ends up around my neck. I've had my CPAP for 4+ years and cannot take the hose issue anymore, and so have stopped using it. However, that's not healthy, and I'd love to know if there's a solution to this issue. So, Kelly, I'm so sorry that you've been struggling with this, but it's one of these things that makes me frustrated because people should be told all about how to manage their hose when they first get given their CPAP, right? So this is a pretty straightforward fix. There's all sorts of, they're called either a CPAP hose hoist or a CPAP hose support. And I've put a couple on the Amazon idea list that I put together, with which the link is in the show notes for this episode. But essentially what they do is they sort of fit underneath your mattress to secure them. And there's all different types, but a lot of them, they fit under your mattress, and then a sort of metal part goes all the way up to above where your headboard is for your bed. And then you thread your, it has a sort of small circle, and you thread your hose through that circle. And what it does is it takes most of the weight of your hose. So that way it kind of almost suspends your hose above you as you sleep. So it doesn't matter if you roll around different ways, like it just doesn't, like the hose doesn't get tangled. You don't have any of those issues you're talking about. So that's definitely an option. Another thing that some people swear by is there's a thing called a CPAP hose clip. And you get a bunch of clips in a pack, and you can clip them along the side of your bedding. So some people like that, where it's just kind of secured along the side of your mattress almost. So either of those things I think would solve your problem. Another thing you can do with hoses is add a hose cozy or hose cover. There's all different sorts of those, and some of them have Velcro, some of them have a zip, and it just goes around your hose so that you definitely don't have a thing where your hose would leave marks on your face or anything because it has a self cover. So those are all things to try, and I'm sorry you've been having such a tough time with that, and let me know how you get on with it. The next question is from Courtney. And Courtney says, how do you see more data than just what's available on the MyAir app? MyAir shows I have 0 point something AHI, but I would love to see more data on that. Like, what time of night is an event happening? Also, if I make an appointment with Apria, they can tell me that my machine typically stays at a pressure of about 12, but I wish I could see that data myself. Thanks. So there's a free software download called Oscar, OSCAR, which has been developed to let you look at your own CPAP data. So that's what I've done, and I think like there's so much information about that online. Like, I know that the lanky lefty Jason Sazama, who I had on my podcast a while ago, he talks a little bit about that, and I know he has a lot of videos about how to use Oscar. So essentially what happens is, so for people who are completely lost, what Kelly is talking about is a program called MyAir. Now, that's only for people that have ResMed machines. So you might have a different make of machine. But most of them, most CPAP manufacturers these days have an app that sits on your phone, and the CPAP machine sends data to your phone. And every morning you can check to see, what your marks out of 100 are. Like, did you have significant leaks? Did you have, like, it'll tell you what your AHI was so you can check that it's staying under 5. But it's a very abbreviated version, right? There's a lot more data that your machine is collecting that people are not able to see using that app. So, what to do if you want to look more in depth at your data is you're going to download this free software called Oscar, and I'll put a link in the show notes to this episode. And you put that onto your computer, and then what you're going to do is locate the SD card, which is on the side of your machine, probably. It depends on the manufacturer, like how the machine's laid out. But I know for the ResMed AirSense 10, because that's what I have and a lot of people have, it's on the side and it's kind of like a rubber cover and it has a blue SD written on it. So you open that up and you sort of push in the blue SD card and take it out. And that's what sometimes doctors will ask you to bring that to your appointment. So that's what we're talking about. Then you're going to need an SD card reader, unless you have like a laptop or a computer that already has a built-in one, you're going to just have to get a SD card reader. So I've gone ahead and added that to my Amazon Idealist, so you can go there if you don't have one. And then you connect the USB connection on the SD reader to your computer. You're going to put the SD card into the SD card reader. And then inside of Oscar, it's fairly straightforward to take the data. It'll say, do you want to update the data? And you just update the data. And then manipulating the data is a bit more tricky. But again, there are a lot of tutorials online on how to do this. So what I'll do is I'll link to some of those in the show notes here so you guys can go and have a look. Overall, I think it's a helpful thing to do. It'll, tell you a lot of information that you can't see in the MyAir app. So hopefully that's helpful. And let me know if you have any questions. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
If you listen to the podcast, you know how many of the guests have dealt with mental health challenges along with sleep apnea. I have struggled with anxiety and depression for years and have found therapy so helpful in my journey. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. Visit betterhelp.com/Emma. That's betterhelp.com/Emma, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. There's a special offer for Sleep Apnea Stories listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Emma.
Okay, and then somebody else asked for a recommendation on a backup battery. So sometimes if you go camping or you live in a hurricane area like I do, sometimes people like to have a backup battery. In fact, it's a really, really good idea, and I just still don't have one. So I've never actually got one, so I'm kind of relying on other people I know who have batteries, but I've definitely heard good things about the X-Pro brand of power packs. So I'll go ahead, and there'll be a link to that on my list of ideas, because that's kind of made with CPAP in mind, I think. So I have no affiliation with them, and they're not a sponsor or anything like that. I've just, you know, I have friends who have tried that brand and liked it. So I also know of all sorts of people who have rigged up DIY backup battery, you know, things, which good luck, but I don't have any of those skills. So I just don't know anything about that. I know that the X-Pro battery backup is like definitely made for CPAP machines, and it's not going to blow up your machine, which I think is the main, you know, you have to have it be the right kind of voltage and all that. So that would be my recommendation on that. But the biggest takeaway from today is CPAP problems affect so many people, and you're not alone. And if you're feeling like you're not being supported or you don't have adequate information, please reach out to me with any problems you have, because it's my favorite subject and I love helping people. So some of the resources that I have available are, I do have a whole CPAP course called Mastering Your CPAP. You can join my email list, and when you join my email list, you will get a free video download with some tips about better sleep with sleep apnea, which is not specific to CPAP. It's stuff to do with like position and some different things that might help you, like whether you're using CPAP, an oral appliance, or some other therapy. So there's that. Then there's also all of the 70 episodes I've now done of my podcast are available to you. So we've done a number of ones where people have talked about CPAP and CPAP issues and stuff. So feel free to dig into those. You can find the podcast wherever you're listening to it right now, but it's on a lot of different podcast platforms. So you just search Sleep Apnea Stories and it should pop up. The other thing is you can always follow me on Instagram at Sleep Apnea Stories there. And I definitely get into a lot of I'm having a bunch more videos coming up here that are going to talk a bit more about CPAP problems. So feel free to go and follow me there. There's plenty out there to help with this. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. So like I said, you can go and look at the show notes for this episode, and you'll see a link to my Amazon affiliate links, like Idealist. So it has all sorts of different products that we discussed that might be helpful, accessories and all sorts of things. So that's all I have for you today. I'll be back next week with another little shorty episode with just me on it. And I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for listening. I love hearing from you. If you'd like to be featured in an upcoming episode, please email me at sleepapneastories@gmail.com. That's also the place to get in touch if you just want to say hi or ask a question. Alternatively, you can always reach me on Instagram. My handle there is @sleepapneastories. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen. This really helps a wider audience to find the episodes, and I really appreciate it.